Radio Prague News.
Average life expectancy for Czechs has this year risen to almost 76 for men and 82 for women. President Zeman is to appear live on Czech radio for the first time since an expletive-filled interview. And rescue workers in Prague are to receive special protective gear on New Year's Eve. Average life expectancy for Czechs has this year risen to almost 76 years for men and 82 years for women, an increase of around 7 months on the figures recorded in 2014, according to official government data published on Wednesday. The average Czech male is now living 4.2 years longer than in the year 2000, with his female equivalent now living 3.4 years longer. The trend has been attributed to better healthcare, healthier lifestyles, and an improved environment. Police have begun investigating how Finance Minister Andrej Babiš's company Agrofert acquired 50 million crowns from European Union funds to purchase a farm, Aktualia.cz reported. An anonymous criminal complaint filed 2 months ago asserts that Agrofert hid its identity when applying for the funding, which was aimed at small and medium-sized firms in the tourism industry. Mr. Babiš denies any wrongdoing and says inspectors have repeatedly concluded that no rules were broken. Czech Radio's Plus channel will broadcast the live interview with President Miloš Zeman on Monday. It'll be his first such appearance on the public broadcaster since November 2014, when Mr. Zeman used a number of expletives in an episode of a regular series of interview programmes. The president refused to pre-record the shows and later began appearing on a similar slot on a commercial channel. Monday's interview is due to focus on foreign policy. Police in Vsetín, North Moravia, have charged a man in connection with a fire that destroyed a protected mountain cottage. The man, who's 50, is suspected of causing the blaze, which occurred in March this year, through negligence during repair work on its chimney in 2007. He could face 8 years in jail if found guilty. Public collections have raised around 10 million crowns for a project to rebuild the Libušín cottage in the Beskid Mountains, which dates from 1925. Rescue workers in Prague are to wear special protective gear on New Year's Eve, a spokesperson said on Wednesday. They'll be given cut and fire-resistant gloves and helmets with visors, while some will also receive bulletproof vests. The city's rescue services will have around 120 staff on duty for the last shift of the year, including dispatchers. Ambulance teams in the Czech Republic have encountered increased levels of aggression on the part of members of the public in recent years. There have been calls to change their status to public officials, which would mean tougher sentences for attacking them. Prague's municipal New Year's Day fireworks show will this year take place at the city's Vítkov Hill. In recent years, the display, which draws tens of thousands of spectators, had been held on Letná Plain. The fireworks show will get underway at 6 p.m. and is set to last for around 10 minutes. Overlooking the Žižkov district, Vítkov is home to a national monument built in the 1930s in honour of Czechoslovak legionnaires. Access to the site will be closed on the 1st of January, a police spokesperson said. My name is Ian Willoughby, and that's the end of the news.